off, and you know, hopefully won't be as long a break before the next one. I'll be able to build on this win and you know, show some new things next time.
Surprised at how quick it went.
Yeah, I didn't think that, you know, I thought if we hit the ground, I'd catch him eventually, but I didn't expect it to come that quick. You know, it's just it's lucked out that way.
Is there a lot of inherent pressure just with the family name, not necessarily from the family, but just from fans, MMA fans?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really feel it all week, but I think just based on how I felt in the ring actually performing, I think definitely that got to me a little bit. You know, I didn't feel as comfortable and loose as I had hoped I would, but, you know, got the result and got it quick, so I'm happy.
The other day you said you wanted to keep it the same, fight a little bit longer, show some of that off.
Yep, that went out the window quick. You know, I couldn't quite find him with my jab. I think I was aiming a little too high. He's shorter than a lot of the guys that I spar with. And, you know, when I missed the first few times and I walked into his right hand, I decided to get where I was comfortable and try and kind of get the jitters out by with a little clinch work and ground work, and ended up getting the finish before we ended up back on our feet. I think if we had ended up standing again, I might have settled in a little more and been able to get things working. But it happens a lot. I feel like, especially with the striking, I'm kind of a slow starter. So, you know, I obviously couldn't be happier with getting the finish in a little over a minute. But
tell us through how you got the finish.
Well, I got into that clinch. I was going to look to work some knees, and then it just ended up with a good position, so I took the takedown that was there. Into half guard, I'm not always super stable in maintaining top position from half guard, so he was able to scramble up and reverse the position. But as he did, he ended up with one arm in my guard and one arm out, and that's a free ticket to that triangle choke, and that's my favorite submission. So I knew what to do there, slapped it on, and locked it in tight and got the tap.
Do you think he's a reasonable level of competition for him?
Yeah, I think for just starting out, you know, obviously I think Strikeforce is kind of making an investment in me. Obviously with my last name, I can be a marketable character, so I think they didn't want to match me too tough for the first one, but he's definitely, I think, on par with a lot of the more recent fights I've had at the amateur level, so it's a good transition into pro fighting.
Are you looking for your next fight to be a little bit more challenging, perhaps?
Definitely, yeah. I'd like to continue raising the bar every time out and you know, work my way up. Eventually, I'd like to be competing at the top level that there is, so you know, got to start somewhere. I think this was a good start, and it's a good pressure off to start out with a win. And you know, I think they'll definitely raise the bar for me next time, now that they've seen what I can get in there and do.
Great. Thanks, man. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.